Hey everybody, I am finishing up the edits, the final edits for my class coming up in Cleveland. Can't wait to get out there for Ivory Tower. And I watched Dennis's video in reference to fielding a question from the group members in reference to how to change an administrative perspective on proactive policing. And, you know, he's absolutely right. Sometimes that could be a heavy lift. I get it. I wanted to give you a little bit of perspective coming from the fact of I am blessed. I'm currently a captain in a police department, and I can tell you from a sergeant's level, I started a crime suppression team that was an informal team at the time and came to see it through fruition to a full-time unit as it stands today, being a crime suppression unit. And I can tell you this right now, the administration at the time, it's not the present administration, the administration at the time could have been everything but supportive of it in reference to doing that type of police work, primarily 95% of it being targeted on criminal interdiction, narcotics interdiction, right? So with that said, I thought I'd give you a little bit of perspective as to and add on as a supplement to what Dennis posted and tell you to always look at it this way, right? We've blurred the lines so badly, especially in current times, but I would even argue a point that this has been, you know, 5-10 years in the making of the perfect storm in reference to blurring the lines as far as what our strategy is, right? Our strategy has always been and should always be to protect and serve our communities, but to do what, right? To go and arrest criminals, right? The criminal interdiction. Now, you could take that and dissect it and make it any type of dish, you know, for your consumption as far as what the demographics are where you work. Okay, you can do that. You can make this recipe work, like I said, for any demographic. Naturally, highway agencies compared to inner city, rural to suburban to urban, you know, there's a recipe for every meal. What I would argue, though, strategy should remain the same, but tactics have to change, right? Tactics are what should be subject to adaptability, flexibility, reform, if you want to use the big R word, and just what? Just getting with the times. I know it sounds so cliche, but that's what tactics are. Don't make the difference between tactics and strategy. Tactics are always being updated, or always being progressively updated, or should be progressively updated. And that's how I would tell you to go to your administrations and say, listen, our strategy is the same. We're not looking to change what we're doing out here. It's just that we've got some new tactics, even though they're really not new. The case law has been around forever. But if you have to present the fact that tactics are just going about a little bit differently, not better, not worse, just differently. Use the D word. You don't want to insult anybody. But if you go about it with the fact that you're just going about it differently and to see fruitful benefits, right? Like Dennis mentions, forfeitures, seizures. What about just networking, working with agencies you would have never been privy to work with before, but through intel shares and, collaborative efforts, cooperative efforts, co-ops, multi-agency investigations, you name it, right? You can think outside the box, you can get creative with it. So again, what I would venture to you as a challenge is I would go about it with a change in tactics, not a change in strategy. If you were to come and say, we're changing the whole strategy up, that'll scare the hell out of some antiquated leaders and administrations, and especially liability-weary administrations. Not that you're going to go out there and break the law or violate people's rights. It's just this is, I'm telling you, from behind the big cloak of administration, this is what goes on, behind those closed doors. So I'm trying to offer you guys a purview and a little sneak peek as to what the conversations are when you leave the room. And hopefully, with the intention that this will help you, again, as an adjunct to what Dennis had mentioned earlier. Please, like I said, I'm always here to help you guys. I just like Dennis, I've talked to several people. If you're in an agency or working in an area that is, you know, we're talking about disbanding their police department entirely, it's probably not going to be something that you're going to see come to fruition anytime soon as far as a proactive anti-crime unit, right? So I always say this, have the courage, have the audacity to go out and not do something crazy or goofy as far as making some type of drastic change in your life, because that means having audacity to do the change. It just means having the audacity and the personal courage to go get, you know, what you're worth, right? Your self-worth should be non-negotiable. Don't ever forget it. And I promise you, we have some crazy and dramatic examples to show you how people have made it work making some type of crazy and drastic moves and transfers and you name it, just to go get what they're worth, okay? I hate to see anybody wasting a day, a week, a month, a year, never mind a career, on people who just don't get it, okay? You guys are worth more than that. As soon as you realize your own self-worth, I swear your eyes will be open to a new horizon. I wish you guys all the best. Please be safe. Please be well. I can't wait. Like I said, I'm getting out there to see my Cleveland peeps next week. I'm psyched. I can't wait to get out there, guys. Thank you so much for your continued support. And like I said, please, we're a click away, a phone call away, a text away, a message away, however you want to reach out to us. We're always here to help you. God bless you guys. Be safe.